Hello?
Hey, Lewis. It's Matt over here, Local Splash. How are you doing?
I'm good, and you?
Oh, great, man. It's, you know, Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving, though?
It was good. It was good, and yourself?
Ah, ate too much food, I think.
Nice.
It's way too much food, you know. Every year you eat too much.
Yeah,
did you eat a lot of food?
No, I didn't eat too much.
This
year was a little different. I was at my wife's family's, and they don't really celebrate it like that, like my family does. So we just ate like some turkey, rice. And
nice.
But
rice for Thanksgiving, huh? Okay,
yeah,
I got gotcha. You.
I was like, that's
was
weird.
It good?
Yeah, it was okay. It was okay. Not like my family, but.
Ah, I see. Oh, your family's does it better, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Way better.
You're like, I won't tell my wife, but yeah.
Nah, she's listening. I already talked to her about it.
Yeah, it's okay. Hey, you know what? Every family's different, and it's all good, you know?
Yeah.
Like, as long as you guys enjoyed yourself, and really that's all that matters at the end of the day, right? Take some time off. So do you own this business? Talk to me about your business a little bit.
So, right now, I do own it. Yeah, so I own it, and, like, all the equipment is paid for, so I don't have any really debt. The only thing I really got to keep up with is the licensing. Other than that, the licensing and insurance. But other than that, I don't really have any bills for it.
Nice. How have you been getting, like, most of your, like, jobs right now?
I'm going to be honest, I haven't had any jobs in the last, 6 months? I've just been working my 9-to-5. Yeah, I was working with a general contractor, and they were just crap. They were pieces of crap. So they would have me go all the way to, like, 2-hour drive away to go do estimates to give it to a different company, you know, and I would tell them,
So you have all this equipment and you have no jobs basically to utilize it, huh? Jeez.
Yeah, correct.
Okay, and you're in Miramar Lakes, correct? That's where you're
Fort Myers, Florida.
Fort Myers, okay. So the business, where is the business under Miramar Lakes, or is it when you filed, like, do you have, like, a DBA or an LLC or anything?
Yeah, I have an LLC. It should be based in Fort Myers, but I did notice that it somewhere, when I was trying to do Google ads for myself, it kept saying Miramar Lakes or something like that.
Yeah, that's what I'm showing, too. So your LLC, though, shows a different address, correct?
It shouldn't. It should be my, Fort Myers or Lehigh address? Lehigh, right? It should be the Lehigh address.
Okay. Yeah, because whatever your LLC is showing, and if you need to change that address, you can. Obviously, it's easy to do. You just file a piece of paper with the state, and it takes like a day to do it. But we need to make sure wherever we're advertising you, that address matches on your LLC, because we're going to have to supply that to Google. Right, because we're going to need to get your Google business profile showing correctly so that way we ultimately can get the area right. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah. So part of what we're going to do too, Lewis, is create you a nice website, okay? That's going to be part of it. So it's all going to be linked to the Fort Myers area ultimately, but – you're pretty sure, though, that it is the LLC showing the Fort Myers address? Like, you're kind of certain on that, or you don't know?
Let me double-check. I believe I have the paper here.
Yeah. It's good to kind of look, you know. But, yeah. And then if you need to change it, then you kind of know what you need to do, you know?
Yeah.
Did you put your home address on it? Is that what you ended up doing?
Yeah, I had my mom's address to mail with the apartment.
Hey, no worries, yeah. So what we'll do is we'll just hide that from the public, but it's going to show that you're servicing Fort Myers, okay? But obviously we're going to have to supply that address to Google. Let's take a look here. So you do water damage, right? As well?
Yeah. Water damage, mold.
Gotcha. Mold and all that. You do all that.
Yeah.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Let me type it. Let me just see something here. Because I want to take a look here since I got you on the phone.
Yeah, so name a corporation, LLC, DBA, Remediator Vet, same thing.
Okay.
Applicant, address of record, 746 Crystal Ave, Lehigh Acres.
So it's the right address you want it to have. Is that right?
Correct.
On that paperwork?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
So it's 746 Crystal Ave. Is that what you said?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And what city is that in?
Lehigh Acres, Florida.
Lehigh Acres, Florida. Okay. Let me just take a look here, too. And then I want to take a look at something real quick, Lewis, because I want to see if I can get you approved for something else too. I'm just checking though. Since you do water damage too, which is great. And what's the zip code down there in Lehigh Acres?
32974.
32974, you said?
33974.
Oh, 33. Okay. 974. Okay. Let's take a look here. Okay. So, do you have, like, any license in Florida? Like a mold assessor license, a mold remediator license?
I have both of those.
Oh, my gosh. You should have told me this. Okay. Do you have general liability insurance for the business or not yet?
Not yet. Well, I did, but okay. It ran out because I wasn't getting any jobs and it was kind of expensive.
Yeah, I was like, all right, why spend the money? Okay.
Yeah, it was like
Yeah, let me ask you this. On what's a good mold job typically pay you, like if you get a good one?
Like
a good water damage, like, job. What does that typically pay you? If I were to say, hey, I can get you a water damage leave, what would that usually, like, make you in money?
Let me see. I'd say about 20 fans is good. So it'd be 20 fans times $25 per fan. That's 500 per fan times around 4 days usually. So just in equipment. So I'd say about $4,000 to $5,000.
Oh, wow. So they pay big. Okay. All right. So let me talk to you. Since you have the necessary license, and it sounds like if I could boost your business, you could get the general liability insurance again, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me tell you about this other platform I can get you approved for, because I think it makes sense to start talking about it now, and you just tell me what you want to do at the end of the day. But there's this thing called Google Verify. Okay. Have you ever heard of that before?
No.
Okay. So it's Google's pay-per-lead program, Lewis. Okay. Now, we got to get you approved for it. It takes 4 to 8 weeks to get you approved. They do a background check, make sure no felonies over the last 7 years now. They make sure that you have the mold license. They make sure that you have at least $250,000 in general liability. We got to get your Google business profile up, and our company has to help you get 5 5-star reviews. Okay. So as you can tell, there's a lot of little things that make this thing up. But with this Google pay per lead program, you're at the very tippy top of Google, right? So if I were to go in your area right now, just to give you an idea. Okay. So I'm going to do mold damage, repair. I'm just going to type that in your area. Okay. And Lehigh.
Fire service or Surf Pro is going to be number one.
So Master Restoration right now and FP property restoration are the two top, like at the very tippy top, that are paying for leads right now on that program.
Okay?
FP. Restoration. You know those guys?
Yeah.
So those guys are paying for, like, basically anybody that's looking for mold damage, right? They're paying per lead right now on the very tippy top of Google. Okay? And so how does that work? Let me explain that so you understand, because, you know, we didn't really get a chance to talk about it. And that, I think, long-term is going to be your game changer. Yes, getting you guys on the map section of Google, and yes, running some Facebook ads are definitely going to help start bringing you business. But what's going to take this to the next level is these pay-per-leads, okay?
Yeah.
Why? Well, because Google charges you fairly on this platform. So let me explain how that works. So anytime you take a call on the pay-per-lead, you have the decisionary factor of rejecting that lead, Lewis, or taking that lead, okay? So let's say somebody calls you, and you're like, eh, this one doesn't make sense to take the lead, okay? Because they're not cheap. I'll be straight with you on it, okay? But, you know, if it makes sense and somebody's got a bunch of water damage and they're calling you and you're like, okay, you know, all these fans, it's a 4,000 job, you're definitely going to pay for the lead. Okay?
Yeah.
So let me explain how that lead works. So if you decide to take that lead, in other words, you decide to get pricing over the phone or you go meet that person in person, Google's going to charge you for that lead.
Okay? Yeah.
Okay? So for that lead, again, you have the decision whether you want to take it or not. Google's going to charge you $279 for that lead. Okay?
Yeah.
So obviously you got to be very careful on that. Okay? But those are for the big jobs like we're talking about here, right? And you're only going to take the lead that makes sense, right?
Yeah.
So anybody that it's not like a big job or anybody that it doesn't make spending $279 on, right? You know, you're going to obviously have to, you know, use, you know, good sense on when you run that. But we train you and we hold your hand, okay? The only thing is, like I said, it takes time to get your proof for this. Meanwhile, we'll be getting you results, right, on the other platform. But you're going to have to get your liability insurance up, you know, up and running. And then the last thing with that pay-per-lead program is Google does make you prepay for 13 leads up front, okay? So you don't have to use all 13 leads, but 13 times $279, that's quite a bit of money, okay?
Yeah.
So I just kind of wanted to let you know about that program. That's something we can definitely work towards in the future. But what do you think about a pay-per-lead program where you have the ability to receive or reject those leads?
That sounds good. I mean, that sounds actually really good. The paper leads is fine. I guess my question would be, so I would need to pay for all 13 upfront, or would it be like, hey, you got a job?
So what would happen
right
is, great question. So what would happen is, okay, most of my clients, like, that do what you do start with this package. It's called the Ideal Package, right, where we get you on the front page. We're in the map section. You're on all the keywords like mold and, you know, all the different things that relate to your business, like, because you do a lot of different things. You don't just do mold. You do biohazard, right? You do water damage, right? So there's a couple things that you do, but we're going to make sure that you show up on the map section there. And then anybody that types in any of those keywords on the Google, but let's say they don't call you, they're also going to get a Facebook sponsored ad on their personal Facebook from your business page that we're going to create for, you know, Remainers X, right? So that they're seeing you, right, and then call you directly from Facebook, okay? So if you wanted to do the pay-per-leads as well, obviously it takes us about 60 days eventually to get you set up, okay? So it's not like a right-away thing where you could start taking those pay-per-leads because, again, you still got to get your general liability insurance again going. You still, like, we got to get your, all your paperwork done and then your background check. Okay?
Yeah.
But when it comes time, let's say it's February, okay? By then, you would have already had a few jobs from us because of our existing marketing campaigns we're running, right? So you're starting to generate money now, right? But yes, what would happen is this, Lewis, we would sit down with you and be like, okay, Lewis, it's now time to start doing your pay-per-lead program. We would sit down and be like, okay, Google's going to make you prepay for 13 leads up front. So it's like a credited account. That's the only thing about the program that's kind of like, I would say, and the downside to it, but it's not like you're going to use all 13 of those leads right away because it's, you know, it's $279 a lead. Okay. So yes, they would make you prepay for $3,627 on that platform. Okay. But you can take like one and then turn it off. Right, get that job done, and then take another, and then it's like you can kind of dip and dab at it, but that's the only downside to the program is Google would make you prepay for the 13 leads. But the upside to it is, you know, you have the discretionary when you want to draw from those 13 leads. So not every phone call you're going to pay for, right? Only when it makes sense for you to go for that business, that's when you're going to pay for that lead. So anybody that has water issues or whatnot, if you give them pricing over the phone or you decide to go meet them in person, that's when you actually pay for that lead. So it's extremely fair, and you have the, like, the decisionary factor of, like, okay, I want that lead or no, I don't want that lead.
Okay.
So it's extremely fair. So if you know it's going to be a big job, obviously you're going to take that lead, you know? And that's why, you know, that program. But, you know, $3,600 in a few months, you know, that's quite a bit of a bill, too, to come up with that kind of money, you know? So you tell me, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I don't, you know, obviously I don't have that kind of money.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So that's why I was saying, you know what, we start small and then we can work towards that later. Once you start getting like a few jobs and then like you start getting a lot more money coming in, then we could start, you know, going towards this eventually. Because this package, the pay per leads will eventually take your business to the next level where you could focus on it full time.
Yeah, I'm good with that. Obviously, like,
You just need some jobs and results.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, like,
go on.
No, I was going to say, like, no, it sounds good. Obviously, like you said, I would just need some work at first or something. I don't mind reinvesting back into the company. Like, that's my main goal is, you know, not really pay myself like that since I have a main job already. And just keep reinvesting. So let's say I can save up $100,000 in 1 year. Obviously, if you tell me, hey, with $100,000 that the company's made, you know, I think you should invest $80,000 into, you know, ads or whatever, like, you know, just an example.
Yeah, no, that makes a lot of sense. And the cool thing is, though, with our $299 package, you could start, you know, at a good rate, and then we could always build from there. You know, obviously over time we want to, you know, work together towards increasing that budget, right? So you can continue to keep making more and more money. But the $299 package is going to be a great package to start getting you jobs and keep it affordable all at the same time.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what I think we should do, right? Because that's going to put you on Google, and then $100 of that is going to go towards Facebook ads, like sponsored retargeting ads like I've told you about, where, you know, people will see you too and they'll be able to call you directly, Lewis, off of that as well.
Okay.
What do you think on that?
I'm good with that.
Okay. So I'm going to go ahead and get your account set up. Is it Crystal Ave South? Is that what it is?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Even if you don't put it, it'll be the same exact address.
I gotcha. That's what I'm seeing, yeah, because I see it both. on both ways. I gotcha. And then it's Lehigh Acres. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And then it's 33974. Is that correct?
Correct.
Acres. Okay, cool. 33974. And then Lewis, what's your last name?
Morales, M-O-R-A-L-E-S.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. And then it's obviously your business name at Gmail is your best email, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and then you want to use this phone number, the 239-544-0827, so your best
correct
number? Okay, just
correct
making sure. Okay, cool. And you don't have a website yet, correct?
I do not have a website.
Okay. Good news is we're going to create you one. Okay. So you don't need to worry about having a website. Okay. We're also going to give you a tracking phone number on all of our ads. So that number is going to be like on the website. It's going to be on your Google Business profile. It's going to be on all our ads. And the reason for the tracking phone number, it will route to your phone, is to show us the analytics. Right, to show
yeah
us how things are performing, where that lead came from. Did it come from Facebook? Did it come from Google? Right, all of that's going to be there. And then all your calls are recorded as well. So it'll be in your back mm-hmm dashboard, you know, so to help you stay organized. And let's say you're like, you're busy doing something. You're like, crap, what did that guy say? Right, you could always mm-hmm go back, Lewis, and listen to that call. Okay?
Ooh, I like that.
So it
yeah
helps you out. Yeah, it's very, very great to stay managed on your leads. Secondly, what I would recommend, and don't forget this, okay, Lewis, is start getting some of your clients that you've done work for, like organize, whether you have it on an Excel sheet or a piece of paper, name and phone number at least. If you can put their email address with it as well, that's great. But once we give you access to the dashboard and once your Google Business profile is established, what's going to happen, Lewis, is we're going to have you start using our dashboard to start putting these your clients' information into the system, and then our system's going to send them automated text messages to start getting you 5-star reviews on Google.
Okay.
I have a guy right now that has 196 5-star reviews by using that, by the way. So it's really, really effective, and it's going to help you, like, grow over time. Okay?
Yep.
Okay. So I'm just getting your account set up here. So we got to set up a security question. So you can choose one of the following: mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which would you like to use?
The city born in.
Okay. What was that?
The city born in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the city you were born in?
Okay. Naples, Florida, or just put Naples, I guess.
Naples. Yeah, I'm just going to put Naples. N-A-P-L-E-S. Okay, perfect. Gotcha. And then, like I said, I'm setting up your invoice right now. Okay, so the only thing is a monthly obligation is going to be $299. Okay, so basically it'll bill today, and then every month thereafter it'll bill on the 28th. So I'm going to get your invoice and all that put together. What card would you like to use? You could use either MasterCard, Visa, Discover, American Express.
I don't know which one it is, but let me get a hold of my girl because it's like on her phone. I should be able to do it from my phone.
Yeah, sure. No problem. Take your time.
Yeah, we use a digital card. We're waiting for them to send us our card.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Send you the plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody does that. They'll tap or use Apple Pay and stuff. So I do that a lot too. It's linked to my card, but
yeah,
I hear what you're saying. So you just got to figure out the card info.
Yeah, they make things so easy.
Yeah, totally. And the nice thing too is like you starting off with this package too while you're looking for that, like, you can always add more fuel to the fire or more money, right? Let's say in a month or now, and you're like, okay, I want to spend an extra $50 on Facebook instead of $100, right? We could always add an extra $50 to it, you know? And, you know, when it comes down to, you're like, okay, guys, you know, I'm getting great results. How can we get even more leads coming in, right? We can sit down. There's other ways we can advertise you on Google. too, besides just the pay-per-lead program, where let's say you want to start doing some pay-per-click, right, which is sponsored ads, right? You know, a lot of my guys, they'll do like $200 or $300 in like that, you know, and that's another way we could start getting you some jobs off of that as well. Okay. So there's other ways we can grow you without having to just jump into the pay-per-lead program. Cause I get it. The pay-per-leads are definitely a cost, you know, $3,600, you know, obligation on that. That's quite a bit of money for anybody. So we got to obviously work towards that, you know, in the future. But meanwhile, you know, some ideas that we can do over time as we start getting you jobs and you start having more and more money coming in, you know, obviously you want to start increasing your budget, you know, over time so you can continue to keep growing your business organically and doing it at a good rate where you're still spending a little bit more money, but not too crazy either, if that makes sense.
Nope, makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's what a lot of my clients do, you know?
Yeah. I have the card info.
Okay. Are you going to be able to get the expiration and a 3-digit code on it as well?
Yep.
Okay. Let's start. Is it, what kind of card is it?
It's a regular debit card. I don't know if it's a Visa or.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's the MasterCard.
Does it start with a 4 or 5?
5.
Okay. So it's a MasterCard. Yeah. So why don't you go ahead and read that off?
5391 0709 3768 4263.
Perfect. And then let me read this back to you just so I got it right. 5391 0709 3768 4263.
Correct.
Okay. And then why don't you read me the expiration?
0628.
Okay. A lot of people have that lately.
Yeah.
I've seen the 0628 a lot lately.
Yeah.
That's June. Okay, gotcha. I just want to make sure I got all this right because I hate inputting things wrong. And then, okay. Perfect. And then the 3-digit code on the back.
895.
895. Okay, perfect. Perfect. I'm just getting all this together for you. Okay. We got your security code. So anytime you call me or we call you, right, we're going to ask you your security code, the Naples, right, the city you were born in, to protect your account. Just keep that in mind, okay? Because, you know, we don't want, you know, anything happening or compromising your account, okay?
Okay, I agree.
Yeah. All right, so we're going to get you on the special. So like I said, we're waiving your $100 too. Normally there's a $100 like activation to include the website and all that. Since it's Thanksgiving, we're waiving all that for you. So the only thing is that you're going to be paying for is just $299 a month, okay? And this is going to be a great set up first start for you with us, you know, kind of dip your pinky toe in the water and then grow over time. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, perfect. So I'm just going to go ahead. I'm going to read this to you real quick, okay, just so that, because I'm required to do this. And then if you have any questions or anything, please let me know. Okay. And then... go. All right. So before I process your payment, I'm going to walk you through. It's called a voice verification recording, Lewis. Reason why I have you on a discounted pre-arrangement for you is it's an added, you know, form of protection for you, and we're going to send in writing with your invoice. So as I'm walking through this, like I said, if you just be like, hey, Matt, you know, what does that mean? And I'll just rephrase it for you so that you have a firm understanding before I process your transaction. Does that sound good?
Okay.
Okay. So this call is going to be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and its added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Remediators X.
Okay. Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Owner And I'm sorry,
Luis
Morales.
Okay. And then are you authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay. You are authorized user on the billing on the account, correct?
Correct.
Okay. And the name on the billing on that, is that your name? Is that correct?
It's my girl's name.
Okay. What's her name?
Genesis Alvarado.
Genesis Alvarado. Okay. And she's like on the phone right now, correct?
Yeah, she's right here.
Hi.
Okay. Hi, how are you? All right. So, because since you're the one, Genesis, on it, I'm going to have to put your name on the billing, right? Just because obviously your name's on the card and hit, right? Because your name, Luis, your name's not on the card, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Billing, okay. And then how do I spell her last name?
Alvarado.
Alvarado. Okay, perfect.
I think he spelled, did you say A-L-A?
He said A-L-V, right? A-R-D-O?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, I was just trying to say it and type it at the same time. There we go. Yep, perfect. Just want to make sure we got everything perfect. All right, so since it's going to be your card, Genesis, and it's G-E-N-E-S-I-S. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Like the first book of the Bible? Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go here. I'm glad I clarified that. Okay. Okay, cool. So let's do this. So Genesis, you are authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You're also authorized to enter in this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you, do you help, Luis with the business as well?
Yeah.
Okay. What would you say your title is of, like what would you guys call yourself? Like, what's your title? What?
A glorified assistant.
Glorified assistant.
There you go. I hear you. I gotcha. No worries. I just got to make sure I got this all on me. Okay. So to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive and to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yeah.
Okay. Luis can answer too. It doesn't matter. Please save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. Please allow 24 hours for Local Splash to return any and all phone calls. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. Okay? Obviously, you will be provided with a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. Okay. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, guys, do you guys agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Gotcha. And then, Genesis, I'm also going to put you as a contact on the account, too, since you're, like, billing information's on it. Okay, what's your phone number, too, so I can add you to the account?
Okay. 239-406-6894.
Mm-hmm. Okay, 6894. Perfect. Just want to make sure I got all this correct. Okay. As part of the verification process, it is essential that Local Splash receives the required business documents in a timely manner. These may include, Luis and Genesis, your business license, okay, Google Guarantee application, and any other items required for the Google business profile verification. We kindly ask these documents be submitted upon request within the first 7 days. Failure to provide the necessary documents when the time frame may result in delays or suspension of your account. Do you guys agree to submit these items within 7 days?
I mean, yes. So what kind of, so like, just
so
the
like
picture
your of- proof of your DBA that shows your name and the address, that's what we're going to probably need. Okay. That's
okay,
like pretty much like that stuff.
Like
okay.
Screenshots or like, I don't know.
Yeah, you can.
Like
yeah, once we get your account set up and I get your account managers solidified, they're going to give you their contact information. You could either email it, send it screenshots. We'll work with you. We'll figure it out. But we just need we just need this stuff because the first step we got to do, guys, is set up your Google business profile. That's where when you like Google a name and you see like the name on Google, right, and they have 5-star reviews and all that, that's the first step and that's a process to get that done. So we're going to need some documentation to prove your business and your DBA is basically what we're going to be looking for.
Okay.
But they may ask for some other things too, okay, Lewis? Like, obviously, you know, you obviously have those licenses, you know, having that documentation to prove that too, to show that to Google will ultimately help streamline the process as well. So just little things like that is probably what we're going to need. Okay?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. No worries. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. Today is November 28th, 2025, in the non-refundable amount of $299. This is a 3-month verbal agreement. Your monthly payments will automatically renew on the 20th day of each month in the amount of $299. This is a monthly recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. We're going to text you guys that number, by the way. You must speak to a live representative. If you cancel your account within the first 90 days, an early termination fee will apply. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international and has representatives all over at your service. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. Genesis, do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just making sure. All right, gotta do it right because you're the one that's technically on the card, right? So, all right, let me make sure I put you, Genesis, on this too. Okay, so that you're on the account, so I need to make sure. So we're going to say assistant, right? I don't want to put glorified assistant. That's funny, but can't put that. Hold on. All right, and then Genesis, do you have an email address as well, or should I just use the business email?
Just the business email would be great.
Okay, that's what I thought. X at Gmail, there we go. And then your phone number you said was 239-406. And then you said 6894. Did I get that right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Authorize user. And billing card. Okay, insert. What's your preferred method of contact? Phone, email, text, Genesis?
Mine text.
Okay. And then yours too, Lewis?
Correct, text.
Okay. And then let's go ahead and talk about your business hours because obviously that's going to be shown on Google and on all our ads too. So what are your hours of operation? Like what do you want to – let's first start with like Monday through Friday. What do you want that to look like?
24 hours, 7 days a week.
You want 24 hours?
Yeah.
Okay. 7 days a week.
That they have a flood, we'll be over there at 4 a.m.
Okay. I like that. So you're open. Okay. That's a good – hey, I ain't mad at you. You don't like this, so there's no times at all, right, that you don't want to – you don't want to be closed, basically.
Correct.
All right. See, all right. You're serious about growing this. I like that, you know?
Yeah.
You should see some of my other guys. They're like, I don't work this time, and they're, like, working. Like I'm like, man, your hours.
Yeah.
You know? Crazy, huh? Some people, like
–
they don't want to work, you know, but you know, those that actually want the business, those are the guys that are growing right now. So the one thing I always say, guys, okay, how you be successful with us. First, you got to answer the phone. right? When you see a phone call coming in, you got to pick it up. Because you know, Lewis, at the other end of the day, if it's somebody calling, guess what? Right? It's business, right, on the other end of the line. Now, you'll sometimes get spam calls because, you know, being on top of Google, sometimes people just call you. But for the most part, you want to answer your phone. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the second thing is you want to make your meetings with us as well, okay? So it's very important that you stay in contact with us, right, because there's going to be appointments, Lewis, that we're going to set up, right, that we need to have you show up to because it's for the betterment of your account. So we're going to have a couple meetings with you your first month, and then every month thereafter, it's usually like one meeting. And we go over the account. We go over the analytics, right? We, you know, ultimately our job is to make sure you're getting results. So you stay with us, right? So it's very important that you make those meetings, okay, so that we keep you successful. Okay? Make sense?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. So we do, also, well, before I schedule this, your first meeting, you should have gotten some automated text messages. Go on your phone real quick. You were looking for a text message that has a link in it that's, to click your terms. So say localsplash.com/terms. Let me know when you see that.
I believe I see it. It's loading up. Oh, okay. It's a copy of voice.
Yeah, and there should be like a link though that says click on your terms. Okay, so click that because I need you to sign that real quick. It's everything we talked about.
Let me see if I can connect to hotspot.
And then, so you'll sign it, and then it will be your, and then there's three check boxes at the bottom, like you have to click on. Once you do that, let me know what it says. You have to hit like complete on it, too.
Okay, is the link in the email, or is it in the text?
It's in the text.
Okay.
It's like, it's localsplash.com/terms. Look for that one. And then that's the one you click on.
Okay. I'm going to go to where there's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, no worries.
Unable to join. I don't know, I'm just acting stupid, so I'm just going to use this one right here. I'm sorry, I have no service here.
Hey, no worries. I completely understand. It's the last step. You're okay. Take your time. We're in no rush. It's the day after Thanksgiving. Right? We're all moon slow anyway. I'm like, I'm drinking too much coffee already.
Okay,
I don't know how some people don't like coffee, but man, I live on that. You guys drink coffee?
Yeah.
Yeah? Good.
Okay, I agree to SMS. I certify that I'm authorized. Whatever holder. Confirm signature. Okay, type your name. Let's see. Confirm signature.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What? Oh, you gotta write yours.
Oh. Yeah, cause she's actually the billing, that's why.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So when you did my name, it's Alvarado. I thought I heard
A-L-A?
You say that.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so after the R, there's another.
We can still sound right.
There is.
No, not yet, because it appears as that. Cheers.
Alvarado.
Yeah, that's kind of funny.
Yeah, let me, let me get that fixed for you guys. Bear with me, okay?
Okay.
Yeah, we gotta have the right name, huh? So A-L-A-V-A-R-D-O.
No, so A-L-V-A-R-D-O. R-A-D-O.
Okay, so A, let me write A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. That makes a lot of sense. Genesis. L-V-A-R-A-D-L. Okay. Just bear with me.
Okay.
Okay. All right, so I'm going in right now and I'm fixing it. So there's another A. So A-L-V-A-R-A-D-O. Got it. Did I get that right?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Updating that right now. Okay, and then I'm getting this resent to you right now. Just bear with me. Yeah, we gotta have the right name, right, guys? Yeah, it'd help, right? So what are you guys up to today? You guys just hanging out?
Yeah, she's going to be hanging out with her mom, and I'm probably going to be home playing Battlefield. Not anything else really to do.
Nice. That's good. You guys going to eat anything today? Go grab some food?
Yeah. I don't know. What are we going to do? I'm probably going to cook something while we just watch movies.
Nice. Nice. What kind of movies are you guys into?
Scary movies.
Scary, huh? My wife loves scary movies. She loves them. She's been watching the Stranger Things, and she's like, have you guys been watching the new It? Like, they have that new It thing, like, on Netflix?
Have we watched
the show. Yeah.
Yeah, the Jerry. Yeah, it's like the Jerry or something. Yeah. My wife's been really into that right now. So much content out there. Get lost for days.
Yeah. I feel like we've watched every good scary movie, so now it's just like we look for like the little cheaper, like low budget movies.
Uh huh.
I feel like they haven't been making any good scary movies.
Mm-hmm.
Like The Conjuring and stuff like that. They don't make those like that anymore.
Yeah, no. The Conjuring's scary. Didn't they remake it, though?
Yeah, I think they did. I think they, like...
They made one this year, but it wasn't that great.
Yeah. I like to be scared. It's just kind of hard.
Yeah? Yeah. Do you ever see Boogeyman back in the day? That thing was scary. That movie was scary. Did you ever see that movie? Boogeyman?
Probably.
That one was... it came back... It came out in, like... 2014 or something, you know?
Yeah, I probably did see it.
So if you guys click on the if you go back into the link, like exit out of the link, and then you go back into it, it should have her right name in it. So exit out of it, and then go back into the text message and click it again, and it should say her right name now on it.
Yep, I see it.
Okay, perfect.
Okay, now it's telling me to log in, so do I create one?
Okay, yeah, so the login information should be already, like, sent to you.
Okay.
Like via text message. But there's not going to be much there because we just created your account. But if you want to log in, definitely. And then we also have an app, too, which I definitely we're going to teach you all this stuff. Too.
Ooh, I like apps.
Yeah, apps are great. Yeah, we spend a lot of money on our app. And one thing, too, you're going to like, once you start getting 5-star reviews, we're launching this thing with AI where you're going to be able to give an automated response. It will help you, like, create a great response to their 5-star review, which is great. Mm-hmm. So you always, like, anytime you get a 5-star review on Google, you always want to respond to it. Thanks for leaving us a 5-star, da, da, da. And so AI is going to help you write that, too. So it's going to be really, like, easy for you.
Okay.
Okay. Cool. All right. Were you able to get in your account?
I'll do that right now.
Okay. All right. Well, we got to schedule a time. Next week, either Monday, Tuesday, and like a 45-minute call, usually, okay? Might go over a little bit, but what times I could do either the morning, like afternoon,
What's the latest?
Okay, your time I could do like 6 p.m., does that work for you?
That works perfect.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to put you down for 6 p.m. Eastern. Now, they may be a little bit late even because the call before them. It does happen from time to time, so they might be 10 minutes, 15 minutes late, just to give you a heads up. So we ask for a little window, you know what I mean? But, yeah, so they're going to call you like 6:15-ish, okay? Just to give you
okay, no problem.
Cool, so I'm getting that taken care of right now. Just bear with me. Okay, and then you're going to get an email, too, as well for this. Okay, and then I'm going to put me here. Perfect. Okay. So, 6 o'clock Eastern on Monday. This looks great. You're all set. All right, guys. Well, yep, I got you all taken care of, Lewis. I mean, I got your account. I got your call. Okay. We're going to, like I said, on Monday, we're going to start introducing you and getting your account set up. You're eventually going to have another call with your account manager, right? And that person's job is to do your grunt work on the day-to-day basis to make sure you're successful and that you're getting leads, right? And that you're ultimately going to get jobs out of this, okay? Your first month, you're going to get results, but month two is when this thing takes off. You're going to see a night and day difference in phone calls month one versus month two because it takes a little bit of time. We got to create your website. We got to get your Google business profile established, right? You got to start working on your 5-star reviews, right, with us. And so we're going to get all this stuff done in a timely manner over the next couple weeks, okay? But your Facebook ad should go live in about 7 to 10 days. So that's going to ultimately start getting you business as well. So everything's going to happen in a timely manner. Just stay in communication with us. Make sure you answer your phone. Like I said, definitely start working on getting your, like, people you've done business with, like, organized. Maybe your girlfriend, Genesis, can help you with that so that you can, when the time comes, we can start texting your, like, jobs that you've already done so we can get those 5-star reviews for you. Okay?
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, you guys enjoy your day. Is it sunny out there right now in Florida? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's pretty. I'm not going to lie. It's finally getting colder, and the sun's out. It's looking beautiful right now.
Nice. There you go. So we'll go enjoy the day, guys. You guys have a fun day. And then we'll talk to you, Lewis, on Monday at around 6 o'clock your time. Okay?
All righty. I'm going to say, is this the same number that I'll be expect us to save?
This number or our 877 number? Do you have the 877 number?
I'm not sure. Probably
it should
not.
Have been texted to you.
Yeah. Okay.
So you want to say that number too, the 877 number under Local Splash.
Okay. I'll do that right
yep.
now.
Yeah. But eventually once you get your account manager, they're going to have a direct number. They're going to give that to you as well too. Okay?
All righty.
All righty, sir. Well, you guys have a good one. Thanks for your business. We're definitely going to take good care of you, and then we'll be talking to you on Monday, okay?
All right. Thank you.
Yep. Have a great rest of your day. You take care.
You too. Thank you, brother.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.